Brad Gannon teaches 7th grade at Ecker Hill Middle School. He is the career and technical education teacher focusing on engineering and technology. During the stay-at-home orders, he's juggling a handful of projects to keep his class engaged and active in their learning. One of his students, Ecker Hill Middle School 7th grader Ben Knight, has been participating in the after-school program called TSA, or the Technology Student Association, which is where he learned to use 3D printers. Ben and his brother Jake have been making face shields, which will be used by medical personnel throughout Intermountain Healthcare facilities. It takes about 3 hours to print one of the pieces needed to build the face shield.
And then we had a few other friends who also had 3D printers printing along with us, and we were able to speed up the process. And essentially, the face shields are three parts. It's the band, which is 3D printed, the shield, which is clear plastic, and the strap in the back, which is nylon.
The boys reached out to IHC and were told the model they were producing would be acceptable as PPE for their medical staff. Brother Ben says they have 5 different friends who are using their own 3D printers to produce the bands, but Jake says production was still too slow, so they started a GoFundMe page and raised $2,500 to buy more supplies and to source a more efficient way to manufacture the bands.
So the only part that was holding us back was how long it took to print the band. So we found a company that does injection molding, and they can print about 2 bands every 10 seconds. So, and we bought, what did you buy? 1,000. We bought 1,000 of those, and we have well over 1,000 of the shields and well over 1,000 of the straps for the back. And we're actually going to assemble those today.
Gannon says he is using the school district's 3D printer to help with the production. He says they use a laser cutter to cut the face shields. While he's busy helping with printing and laser cutting, Gannon also has students who are working on their CTE projects. They include a CO2 balsa wood carved dragster that will have the capacity to go 60 miles per hour when it's all constructed. He plans to hold a remote drag race sometime before the end of the school year. He has a large group of kids working on a 3D architectural CAD project as well.
They're designing their ideal house. It needs to have at least 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, a kitchen. And they can do this digitally using a program called Tinkercad, which is an online three-dimensional design program. And they can also do it via paper, and they can also do it on another online program called Homestyler. It's a really cool architect interior design program that students can easily use.
According to Gannon, the TSA program, the printers, and the laser cutter were funded through the Park City Education Foundation. A slideshow of the face shield project can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.